This is Casey Dolan with your local news for Wednesday, October 12, 2022 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. Candidates for the Board of County Commissioners position number 3, Greg Brotherton and Marcia Kelbon, faced each other last night in a debate sponsored by the League of Women Voters, presented in a Zoom webinar and streamed here on KPTZ. In his opening statement, Brotherton, a Democrat, stressed achievements with the Board of County Commissioners, and Kelbon, a Republican, expressed concerns that mental illness and addiction were at the root of the homeless problems in Jefferson County. In general, questions provided by voters were answered in equanimity by both candidates. Topics include changes in new building ordinances and how they might affect affordable housing, ways of dealing with the homeless crisis in the county, transgender rights, representation of outlying communities within the district, and whether racism should be regarded as a public health crisis. The greatest disparity in views between the two candidates regarded homelessness, with Kelbon asserting that, quote, "If you go through the shelters, most of what you find are people who are really sick," unquote. She suggested using the shelters as a, quote, "lever," unquote, for individuals actively seeking rehab. Brotherton found this approach, quote, "unconscionable," unquote, and said, "We need to work harder and be open to learn in a different way." In the closing statements, Kelbon emphasized that she was a moderate Republican and not represented by any political party on a national level. Brotherton enthused that an unprecedented amount of state and federal money had come into Jefferson County, but that there was still work to do. Both candidates reprise their debate tonight at the Chimicum Grange Hall. A YouTube video of last night's debate will be posted online in 1 week. Caleb Jesse Chapman, 42, of Port Angeles, who was sentenced October 7th on a charge of interfering with a federal communications system during a three-day standoff with police in Olympic National Park in August 2021, was given 3 years of probation during his sentencing Friday in U.S. District Court in Tacoma. He had been under the influence of methamphetamine during the 2021 incident and pleaded guilty to the crime this past July. Speaking to the PT leader, Nick Brown, U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Washington, said Chapman had been trying to address his drug problems in the time since his arrest. Law enforcement had to evacuate the Deer Park campgrounds, trailheads, and road areas and attempt to locate Chapman. On August 29, 2021, Chapman disabled the Olympic National Park radio communications site, the radio repeater that's located at the summit of Blue Mountain and is used by the park for emergency response, public safety, and administrative radio communications. Law enforcement was eventually able to negotiate Chapman's surrender with no injuries to anyone. After the standoff, Chapman was found to possess 9 firearms, including a stolen handgun, an AR-15 rifle, and 2 shotguns. Police said he had more than 3,500 rounds of ammunition. A hearing to set a trial date has been reset for a former Olympic Medical Center emergency room physician, Josiah Hill, 39, of Port Angeles, who has been charged with multiple counts of indecent liberties by a healthcare provider and 1 count of second-degree rape. Hill appeared in Clallam County Superior Court via Zoom on Friday and will have an additional hearing October 26th to set a trial date. In an interview with the Peninsula Daily News, Clallam County prosecuting attorney Michelle Devlin said, "A new victim has come forward, and the defense counsel and I agreed to set the hearing out a couple of weeks so that we can get that information, get the police reports, and then we can better figure out a more viable trial date." King 5 News reports that a ship strike likely killed a humpback whale found dead on Ruby Beach earlier on October 5th. The whale showed clear indications of blunt force trauma, according to researchers. It was one of 2 whales believed to have been killed by ship strikes in Washington this month, according to the West Coast Marine Mammal Stranding Network. The humpback whale, a young female approximately 26 feet long, had severe bruising and internal bleeding, and likely a recently weaned calf or yearling, according to the Stranding Network. The same day a humpback whale was reported on the coast, a minke whale was found floating near the San Juan Islands, and earlier this year, 3 gray whales died from what researchers said was likely the result of ship strikes. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.